I am the author of Denari Novels, a series of exciting international historical thrillers. When joining our History of North America Patreon group, you will receive as a welcome gift Volume 1 of this 10-book series, as well as many other membership benefits. This e-book gift, titled The Maesta Panels, is a scintillating page-turner about family, greed, and intrigue, where Da Vinci Code meets Mission Impossible in this fascinating murder mystery and suspense caper. Embark on an incredible journey from New York City's Empire State Building to Northern Italy in the search for religious art treasures that have been lost for centuries, the Maesta Panels. American investigator David Wade and his global team of fascinating experts, Denari, crisscross the Italian jewel cities of Milan, Siena, Bologna, Padua, and Florence in Tuscany on a dangerous mission to solve an early Renaissance enigma amidst violence, betrayal, and witchcraft. Beautiful fashion designer Julia Cartier is also caught up in the action and determined to help solve the puzzle of the missing masterpieces. This fast-paced adventure turns back the clock to the year 1302, a world on the brink of rebirth, a renaissance in ideas, art, and architecture, led by the masters Duccio and Giotto, in the lands of Michelangelo, Raphael, Leonardo, Botticelli, Brunelleschi, Medici, Galileo, Dante, Borgia, Machiavelli, and Christopher Columbus. Join my worldwide readers, book clubs, and virtual reading groups who have selected Denari novels. Check out our different Patreon membership levels at patreon.com/markvinette or markvinette.com and receive your gift when joining our group of enthusiastic historical adventurers. Welcome to the History of North America. I'm Mark Vinette. In this episode, we travel back to the end of the first millennium to examine the great ancient European culture and society that forged a people capable of reaching the shores of North America around the year 1000 AD. Join me as we explore one of the most feared, famous, and celebrated civilizations of Europe, the Vikings. Vikings were Nordic peoples from the Scandinavian countries of Denmark, Sweden, and Norway. They raided and settled in large areas of Western and Eastern Europe during an era of Scandinavian expansion from about 780 to 1100 AD. This period in history is known as the Viking Age. The early raids of the Vikings in the 9th and 10th centuries fell on the British Isles, the Atlantic and North Sea shoreline of the Carolingian Empire, which included most of what are now Germany, Holland, Belgium, and France, and to the east, on what became Russia. These raids from Scandinavia upset the fragile political, social, and economic development and stability of Europe. Within a few hundred years, however, Vikings, also known as Norse people, Norsemen, Danes, or Northmen, converted to Christianity and settled in the lands they had raided. At the same time, the Vikings were developing new settlements in the North Atlantic, North America, Greenland, and Iceland, and establishing kingdoms in Scandinavia similar to the European kingdoms to the south. As they were assimilated in their new lands, they became traders, manufacturers, and farmers, as well as warriors and rulers. In the harsh climate of Scandinavia, the thinly scattered population lived by sea trading, fishing, and farming. Timber, amber, furs, and slaves from Slavic territories were primary trade commodities. Their craftsmanship was the most advanced in Europe in the manufacture of jewelry, arms, and shipbuilding. The pre-Christian pagan religion of the Norse people was similar to that of other Germanic tribes. They worshipped a number of gods, including Thor, the god of thunder, and Odin, the god of war and leader of the Norse deities. Viking warriors believed that if they died heroically, they would be beckoned to dwell with Odin in his palace in the realm of the gods called Valhalla, an equivalent to the Christian heaven or paradise. The Vikings, a term meaning pirate or raiders, began to attack their southern neighbors during the last decade of the 8th century. These fierce attacks and the subsequent invasions reached out in many directions and took many forms. In the British Isles and the northwestern parts of the Carolingian Empire, raids gradually changed from brutal hit-and-run attacks to larger and more ambitious forays in which bands of sailor predators carved out base camps, outposts, or holdings where they might spend the winter months. Eventually...
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-218-6010. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-218-6010. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-218-6010.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
The Viking armies grew in size. By the mid to late 800s, many of the men became settlers in the lands where they had first appeared as raiders. They began to convert to Christianity and either brought families from home or intermarried with the local women. In such areas as northern England and Normandy, on the coast of what is now France, the combination of cultures and peoples that resulted from these settlements led to a new mix of ethnic stocks, languages, and institutions. Because of their interest in commerce, the Northmen fostered urban growth, founding many villages and cities. Viking towns emerged as important trade centers such as Ireland's Dublin and Yorick, today known as the English city of York. The Viking raids were motivated by several factors. By the late 700s, population growth was straining Scandinavians' limited resources for unclaimed land, food, and opportunities for internal migration and social mobility. These ferocious raids may also have been affected by changing political realities. The emergence in Scandinavia of more centralized political institutions and monarchies may have encouraged many minor chieftains and family leaders, long accustomed to independence and self-reliance, to look for new frontiers. Thus, many war bands took to the high seas. Additionally, it is possible that the wars conducted by Carolingian ruler Charlemagne against the Saxons in northern Germany in the late 700s may have warned the Danes of a powerful and dangerous enemy to the south. Finally, the wealth of foreign lands, long known from travel and trade, was an understandable attraction. However, even in their most aggressive days, the Vikings had not always been fierce marauders and raiders. Sometimes, a fortified harbor or the presence of soldiers caused them to fall back on their traditional role as traders, merchants, and master shipbuilders. Vikings raided the coasts of the British Isles beginning in the year 787. The Anglo-Saxon Chronicle recorded their arrival in 793 off the northeast coast of England in Lindisfarne. The Danes landed on undefended coasts and attacked churches and monasteries as well as isolated farmsteads, towns, and villages. Their well-constructed longboats could carry 40 or more men, and because of their very shallow draft, these boats were able to travel up rivers to settlements that had seemed immune to maritime attack. In the 9th century, the Vikings plundered, looted, burned, and eventually conquered much of northeastern England, which became known as the Danelaw, and they established a kingdom in Ireland. The Viking hold on such North Atlantic islands as the Shetlands, Hebrides, and Faroes continued past the Middle Ages. Additionally, sieges of and raids on the city of Paris along the Seine River from the 840s onward show how deep into the heartland of continental Europe the Vikings could reach and strike. Next time, we continue our examination of the exploration, raids, conquests, and colonization of the Norse, including their arrival in North America during the Great Viking Age, 5 centuries before Columbus sailed west. Check out the YouTube version of this episode, which has accompanying visuals, including maps, charts, timelines, photos, illustrations, and diagrams. Please consider supporting our History of North America series in the following ways. Join our growing community on Patreon. We offer lots of membership benefits, including books and artworks. As you know, I have written many historical nonfiction and fiction books, including exciting international historical mystery and suspense thrillers. One such novel, The Maesta Panels, is set in beautiful Italy, the birthplace of Genoese explorer Christopher Columbus, who is mentioned in this episode. All my books are available in print and digital format on Amazon. If you shop on Amazon for books or anything else, make sure to use our free link so Amazon knows who sent you, thereby giving us extra credit with no supplemental cost to you. All links appear in this show's description and on our website at markvinette.com. Spread the word to family and friends, and remember, all positive ratings, reviews, feedback, and comments are appreciated. This helps us grow and reach new listeners. I'm Mark Vinette, and I hope you enjoyed this episode. The Historical Jesus Podcast is the sweeping saga of the life and times of Galilean Jesus of Nazareth, as well as the faith, religion, and church founded to honor and disseminate his acts and teachings. Join me, Mark Vinette, on this fascinating journey through time, exploring the many great works of Christian theology, literature, architecture, music, and art, inspired by the words and deeds of Jesus Christ.